Thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged when the multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've told you about the persecutions which occurred in the Roman Empire. After the peace was restored, the good news about the Church of God reached many and multitude nations. Today I tell you about a holy priest named Saint Martian, who lived in Constantinople in the 5th century. He was related to the imperial house itself, but from his earliest childhood, Saint Martian served God in continual watching, fasting, and prayer. In so much contempt he kept the world that he was seen as the new Saint John the Baptist, and he also had great love for the poor, for he gave away an immense amount of alms. All the time which he was not employed in these charities, Saint Martian spent in holy retirement and prayer. He was perfectly happy in his engagement, dividing his time between the poor and the prayer. But divine providence had other plans reserved for Martian. His holiness had gained such fame that the Archbishop of Constantinople wanted to ordain him a priest, and managed finally to convince him that this was indeed the will of God. As anyone who has watched the life of a priest close by knows, being a minister of God brings with it huge and numerous responsibilities. For not only is a priest obliged to fulfill his state of life well and save his soul, he has been put in charge of other souls as well. So Saint Martian, being now a priest, made his business of instructing the poor people of Constantinople in Catholic faith, to procure them the place in heavenly home. But so great was his zeal to be a good priest that at the same time he doubled his earnestness in providing for the poor their corporal necessities. And yet he was very careful never to relax any part of his own austerities, prayers, and penances. Saint Martian's reputation of holiness was, however, also a cross to him, for those who were much more lax in their morals feared the example of his virtue, because, showing himself such a great servant of God, Saint Martian also tacitly reproved their sloth, avarice, and irregularities. So they started to accuse Saint Martian of heresy and whispered to tarnish his good name. But his meekness and silence at length triumphed over the slander, and this persecution served more and more to purify his soul, and even more to improve his virtue. He was eventually elevated into the office of the treasurer of the Church of Constantinople. And in this office, he fought very effectively against those who were the true heretics, mostly the Arians, who were the enemies of our Lord's divinity. He became famous for his miracles both before and after his happy death, which happened towards the end of the 5th century. Dear children, these Christmas and Epiphany time saints should give a lesson to us that everyone and anyone can do wonders if his heart is wondered and enlarged for the sake of love to Christ. Saint Marcion lived a very hidden life, staying home in prayer and helping the poor and needy ones. But God raised him from his unknown state to work for the great glory of the whole Church of Constantinople. When you faithfully fulfill your vocation in life, no matter how modest it be, you are doing a great work in God's service. And if He wishes, He will even work wonders and great miracles through you. Therefore, never think your little works, like prayers said in your room, little chores or homework, are insignificant. As long as you do them in the love for our Lord Jesus, they are great works. And these works, little they may be in effort and in the sight of the world, will have a great reward in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.